There are currently two major accrediting agencies for zoos. In Wisconsin, zoos with one set of accreditations don't also need state licensing. That includes the zoos in Madison and Milwaukee. The bill's authors say both accreditations should be exempt from state oversight. Animal welfare organizations disagree. Some say both types of zoos should receive more oversight. Stephen Galster is the founder of Freeland, which combats wildlife trafficking. He said that looser oversight could make Wisconsin a smuggling haven.
Zoos with potentially dangerous animals that could cut, bite, or kill, or pass viruses, they need more regulation, not less.
The bill's next step is a public hearing. It's not yet clear if it will go before the full legislature. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.